Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You feeling better today?
I wasn't feeling too bad yesterday from what I remember.
Well, you were panicking. You saw the markets are down, inflation, wage pressure. I told you not to worry. I told you they'd bounce back and everything would be fine.
You always take a longer-term perspective on these things, and I think it pays off, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello? Okay, sorry. You're having a little break there. Equity markets rebounded globally yesterday as concerns over the Federal Reserve's hawkish pivot were tempered by the prospects that policy tightening would be gradual, controlled, and a transparent process. European shares up 0.7%. S&P was up 1.4% yesterday. NASDAQ was up 0.8%. Treasury yields on longer-dated bonds rebounded, although short-end rates remain firmly anchored, resulting in somewhat of an unwinding, not dramatic, of the curve flattening that swept through markets the end of last week. If you look at energy markets, Brent oil hit $75 a barrel for the first time in more than 2 years. This is on signs of a rapidly tightening market. Bitcoin sank towards the $30,000 level as China intensified its clampdown on cryptocurrencies. Given the strong performance on Wall Street, good session in Asia overnight. We are looking at a better start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling FTSE up 20 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 48 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 24 points.
Pivots rhymes with...
Pivots? I don't know. Are you trying to leave me
divots.
In stunning? Okay. As in golf.
Yes, indeed. The dollar's given back some grounds.
Yeah, giving back some of last week's impressive gains yesterday. Nothing too dramatic. The dollar index lost a little bit of momentum after that 1.9% gain last week, which was the biggest advance since March 2020. We've been talking about the Federal Reserve. The US Central Bank signaled it would end its ultra-easy monetary policy stance earlier than expected. Sterling recovered up 0.6%. That was after shedding 2% last week. The euro was up 0.25%. Foreign exchange markets fundamentally driven by interest rate predictions and growth rate projections, perhaps with an overlay of value. The US strong growth profile and early policy normalization could well be seen as positive for the greenback.
When are you going back to work then?
September.
Oh, it's September now, is
I'm
it?
Thinking.
God, that's
so.
A result,
like
isn't
that
it?
Way.
That's a result.
Oh, why is that a result?
Well, it means you can just hang around in your Bermudas for another couple of months.
It'll be a nice balance. I'm looking forward to getting back to the wharf. I'm looking forward to seeing some colleagues in person. I'm excited about the prospect.
And you'll be slipping in a little summer holiday in between that time, of course.
Well, we're getting close to your annual vacation, aren't
no,
we?
No, we're not.
That
not at
month
all.
Off, that month off.
It's not even
that's
July
only
yet.
Round, that's only round the corner, isn't it?
Hey. So where are you going? You're obviously not Lake Como this year.
Well, it's still on the cards, it has to be said, although I don't
Have
think
you been
you
fully
can...
vaccinated?
I have been fully vaccinated, which is fine, but I think at the moment they've just introduced a 5-day quarantine in Italy for people from the UK. So unless that eases, I don't think that's the case, because quarantining at the Villa d'Este, which rather would be a nice experience, one would suggest, would also be somewhat of an expensive approach.
I don't think you're allowed to sort of choose a luxury hotel to go and quarantine in. You have to go where you're told, don't you?
Oh, okay. I don't know how that works.
And pay for it as well, but that's no problem for you. And Amazon Prime Day. Do you buy a lot of stuff on Amazon?
Mrs. Potts does, I have to say. There's an endless parade of vehicles coming to our house, it appears. Amazon's second day of the Prime sale today, reported by Bloomberg, actually. Many of the deals would be tougher to come by this year due to rising shipping costs, higher advertising rates, and scarce inventory. The event comes as manufacturers and retailers, of course, deal with those lingering effects of the pandemic, particularly supply chain disruptions. There was a number of COVID outbreaks in some key city ports in China, which resulted in the goods being shipped were delayed there. Amazon brought forward the sale to June from its typical July slot. In fact, they only gave merchants 3 weeks' notice, so that may also cause problems for them. However, online spending is expected to be strong. Other retailers also looking to surf on the Prime Day wave with their own deals. Amazon is charging merchants more to buy search ads on its sites. Advertising costs spiked more than 50% in May compared to a year earlier.
A bit naughty with their Prime thing, aren't they? Because they say try Prime for free for 3 months or whatever it is, but unless you unsubscribe and it's very difficult to find the exact box to tick on the internet, they hook you up for another year.
It sort of rolls over. You get a fair amount with it. You get, of course, good delivery options. You get the TV options. There's some good stuff on that, I think. Some of those sports.
It's just getting too big, Henk. It's getting too big and too powerful, and it needs taking down a peg or two, if you ask me.
Well, I think there's a number of regulators around the world would probably agree with you on that one, and will be looking to rein in its power. But in some ways, you could argue, listen, it's providing what consumers want, isn't it? It's got a great delivery network. It's incredibly efficient. The backup that they can offer still remains very strong. The customer service seems to be pretty good from what I can tell, and that's a powerful proposition.
Out, squeezing out smaller retailers and entrepreneurs, and they're paying.
Well, they would argue that people can use their platforms. It gives people a much broader perspective in order to sell their goods on than they were ever able to do before. So okay. They would probably argue back on that one.
So I'm sure the Amazon workers might not agree with you because sort of very low wages and extremely long shifts. And I just think it's too powerful. It's got too many fingers and too many pies.
Well, okay.
That's what I think.
You can lobby regulators to increase some of their oversights on many of those areas you've alluded to.
I quite like to lob some regulators, but I'm not telling you what with. Right, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar, 1.39 this morning. Euro dollar, 1.19. Going to get 1 euro 16.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir.
Speak to you tomorrow. Henk Potts from Barclays.